Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're halfway through our second show of the work week. It feels a little less weird. Although tonight my door is open because it's really nice out. We have a rare low humidity night with temps down around 60 degrees in my neighborhood. And so really funny, as I was writing the rest of my CBS Sports Minute, I had my headphones out. My front door is open so that we can get the cool air inside. And I heard the sprinkler system kick on in the house next to me. So it's just such a different vibe in the new super secret home base than it was in the old one. Because in the old one, now you all saw the photos. I was in the corner of a spare bedroom upstairs in my rental house. And even when I did have the windows open, it wasn't quiet. I wasn't the loudest thing in the neighborhood because I lived right on a highway. And so there would be trucks that would be flying by and you know, limited traffic during the height of the pandemic because there were fewer cars on the road. But I was always hearing traffic. I very rarely could hear anything that was happening in the homes around me. And I didn't have to worry about them hearing me because what they were hearing was traffic. Well, so here I am. I'm still in the same neighborhood, but I'm off the highway now, and I can't hear the highway from where I am, which is amazing. And I told you, I'm sitting in my living room. If you haven't seen the photos, they're on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. And so I'm sitting in a different part of the neighborhood where it's pitch black. It's quiet. I'm the loudest thing going for probably three or four blocks. And I have a light on. And I did see one of my neighbors across the street still was awake. Oh, a car just went by. Look at that. I did see one of my neighbors across the street who had his or her lights on. I haven't met that particular neighbor yet. But the lights were still on when I started the show 2 hours ago and then clicked off at one point when I was talking to Bob Uessler at the bottom of the hour. And now I just heard the sprinklers kick on next door. It was kind of a creepy moment. I mean, I'm sure she wasn't being creepy, but it was a little bit of a creepy moment on Monday evening. I was standing at my back door. So I have a back door that also has a screen. There's a storm door, but we just put the screens in last week when my family was here. So I'm standing there at the back door and I'm about to let Penny out into the yard. She really loves the backyard. It's fenced in so she can hang out there to her heart's content. And I look up to my right because I see some motion up there to my right. And my neighbor, whose name is Gail, she's very nice. She came over and introduced herself last week and told me a little bit about herself and her husband. They have an elevated backyard. I don't think it's a deck. I think they just have filled it in and that's where their driveway is, but they're up above my fence. So my fence is taller than me. It's a 6-foot fence. It's a privacy fence. And as I looked off to my right, Gail, her shoulders and her head, that's her name, are above my fence and she waves at me. I'm still in my house and she's waving at me. Hello. I said to her, going out to water my plants. And she said, oh, well, I can make it rain if you want. And she's got her hose and she's volunteering to rain on my flowers from her side of the fence. So that was a little creepy. I'm going to have to be careful what I'm doing or, I mean, whatever. I'm not normally doing anything in my kitchen that I would care about people seeing, but she can see right into my kitchen when she's standing in her backyard. So quickly though, this house is growing on me now that it's not a pit and a pigsty anymore. And now that my family's been here and it's starting to look more like my home, and now that I'm only responsible for this little slice of heaven, I've started to make a list of the things I love about my new house. Because for the first 2 weeks, it was more things I hated about my new house, and it was tears, and it was, I want my money back! Which, of course, is not realistic right now, not after I've signed the papers. But I think, given time, this will become one of my favorite places in the United States of America, because it represents a major dream come true for me, owning a home and a little piece of property. And it is little. It's about as much as I can handle. It's nice and little, but owning one for the first time. So I'm not there yet, but I am to the point where at least I can recognize all of the blessings and all the wonderful things about this house and the reasons why I bought it in the first place. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, creepy neighbor notwithstanding. No, she's really nice. It's just, it was a little bit odd that there she was looking right into my kitchen and waving like, hey, want me to water your flowers for you? You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on my Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You've taken us all over the country. It's a tour of the good old US of A, and I haven't even gotten through your tweets and your Facebook posts. But what we're asking you is your favorite spot, your favorite corner, your favorite slice of heaven in the United States, because we want to highlight some of the great features of the US as we get toward Independence Day, July 4th weekend. It's my favorite holiday of the year. I pulled out my July 4th placemats. I know, I'm a nerd, I don't care, I like them, and they're beautiful in my kitchen. So I'll take a picture later in the week. I've got my July 4th placemats. I've got my favorite picture that I've ever taken in my entire life that I will share again on July 4th. So if you haven't seen it, for those of you who are new followers or new friends, you'll be amazed by this photo. It was just one of those that, wow, I was in the right place at the right time. And my camera took a great, well, it was my phone, but the camera on my phone took a great photo. So I'll share that as we get toward the weekend. I will, of course, wear red, white, and blue to the pool party I'm going to on Saturday because, duh, that's necessary. Exactly. I mean, two of those are Dallas Cowboys colors, let's be honest. And so I look forward to this weekend, and I look forward to this holiday, and I want to highlight some of the great things about our country. So every day for the next, well, for these next four shows, because four for the fourth, we're asking you, a different thing, a different feature about the United States. So we're going to continue with your favorite spots in the good old US of A on Twitter and Facebook. And 855-212-4227, that's our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. Now, I promise to share a few of my favorite spots. I can't narrow it down to one, because if someone asks me where home is, I can tell you where I'm from. I'm from New Hampshire, Concord, New Hampshire. That's where I grew up. But I don't really know where home is. Now, I suppose it's easy to say home is wherever you sleep, wherever your dog is, wherever you're, wherever you hang the keys inside the door, wherever you kick off your shoes, whatever. I get that. But I'm here in the New York City area because of work. I wouldn't have picked this. It's great. I love where I live. I love my job. I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to be part of CBS Sports Radio as a startup. And now here we are in year number 8. Best career move I ever made. Is it home? I don't know. I mean, it's different than Chris. Chris, I just want to make sure I get this right. You were born and raised in New Jersey, correct?
That is correct.
Right. So Chris is a New Jersey native. So, of course, this is home to him. It's people ask me where home is, and I don't really know, because there are pieces of Amy Lawrence all over the country and parts of my heart that belong in places all over the country. So I'll just give you a few of my favorite spots. One of them is the Youngstown, Ohio area, where my mom's whole side of the family is located. There is a very specific suburb of Youngstown that I'm not going to reveal to you, but it's a part of me because I've spent more time in that little town in the Youngstown, Ohio, Northeast Ohio area than any other place except for Concord, New Hampshire. It was where my mom grew up. She was born and raised. It was where my maternal grandparents lived the entire time that I knew them on this earth. They built a house there. Well, they got married there. They built a house there. My mom grew up there, her brother until he passed away. They're buried in that town. And that was always the town that I would go to for family vacations. But also, even when I was in college, I went to school at first in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and then in Syracuse, New York. And I would always go and drive and visit my grandmother. My grandpa passed away when I was in high school, but I would go and I would spend time with my grandmother solo. And she was my heart. This is my maternal grandmother. She passed away the week after 9/11. But I spent more time in that little town in Ohio, and it holds such incredible memories for me. Their big yard and vacations with the cousins and ghost in the graveyard and hide and seek and huge family parties with all of our Italian family members. So that town in the Youngstown area is definitely one of my favorite spots in the world because of the memories that it holds for me. And two summers ago, I went back for the first time in 5 years. My mom has moved out. She's moved to Houston, obviously. I hadn't been back because she wasn't there, but I went and I stayed with a cousin and slept in a bedroom that, you know, my cousin and I used to play in when we were kids. And man, it just fit me. I saw so many family members and I thought, this is home. Then I drove by my grandparents' place that we sold to a family friend, and it just wasn't the same. I stood on the patio and said hello, and it was like, wow, this is really weird. This house no longer belongs to us, you know? And anyway, but that's one of those places that's my favorite spot in the United States. I would say another place has to do with, again, childhood memories. My Grammy Helen, she spent her entire life in the same county in Wisconsin, rural cow country, Wisconsin, until she moved to the Appleton area 2 years ago when my uncle and the rest of the family decided that she needed to be in a senior center and a senior community and to be in assisted living because she had gotten the norovirus, and she was in the hospital for a couple of weeks, and it was just really difficult for her. It was getting harder and harder for her to be on her own. And so as much as she didn't want to leave this county where she had been for more than 90 years of her life, in a town that she lived in for 70 years, she ended up moving. But Clark County, Wisconsin, it's smack dab in the middle of the state near Eau Claire, Wausau, Stevens Point. Those are all towns that are around it for those of you who are Wisconsin natives. But she lived in the town of Owen. The town sign says population 950 people. At least it did the last time I saw it. It's a farm town. It's Amish farm country. And you would very often see horses and buggies going down the streets. And I mean, I can't even tell you. I don't have to tell you, because those of you who have grandparents, maybe you're from rural America, you understand the peace that you find there and the quiet and the slower pace of life. That's really never part of my life because of what I do and where I live in big cities. And so, Owen, Wisconsin. Population 950, with its one little country club and its one little grocery store and its one little convenience store where my grandmother would walk every morning to have coffee with her friends. And I know she misses that town desperately, and I miss it too. I don't know if I'll ever go back there because she's not there anymore. So Owen, Wisconsin, strange as it is, I don't know how many people have heard of it, but it was always one of my favorite places in the United States. And I haven't shared this, and I don't really want to belabor the point, but for those of you who always ask about my Grammy, she's doing well. She's afraid still. She hasn't left her apartment other than to just sit outside in the hallway, not outside the building, but outside in the hallway and visit with one of her neighbors. She's still afraid to go outside the building, which breaks my heart. It makes me so sad, but I can only push so far. I don't want to upset her more. And so I talk to her about it, and I encourage her to be smart and wear a mask and go sit on the porch and, you know, keep your distance and wash your hands, because I know the fresh air would be really good for her. The sunshine, the fresh air. She loves flowers. I know that would be good for her, but so far she hasn't done it. And I had been telling her over and over, Grammy, the second that your senior community allows visitation, I will be there. I will be there the second that it is possible. I always visit her. I've done this for more than 15 years. I spend 4 or 5 days with her every summer. And I go and I sit with her. We do nothing. Well, we don't do nothing, but we do puzzles. We read books. We watch TV. We talk. We tell stories. We look at pictures. I go with her to eat in her cafeteria. Sometimes I can get her to leave and go to the dollar store or the grocery store. But it's time for me to spend with her. And that's all I do when I go there is I spend time with her. So my uncle sent an email from her facility last week that, gosh, it just... awful to read. And I appreciate that they're doing such a good job at protecting the residents. There has been no outbreak. There's been one resident that had symptoms that tested negative for the coronavirus. So none of their residents has had it. They've got more than 300 people between the nursing home and the assisted living apartments. They also have more than 400 staff members, and they've had a couple test positive, but it did not spread. They caught it quickly enough. And so my grandma's already gone through 3 coronavirus tests, believe it or not. And she's fine. She's negative. Everybody around her is negative. But they're being extremely cautious as they allow very limited visitation. So what they're saying is if you're going to visit there, you have to have been quarantined or be isolated. You can't have traveled even outside your own town for 14 days. Traveling to another part of Wisconsin, traveling outside the state, coming from outside the state, you're not allowed to visit. So that automatically eliminates me, unless I would spend 14 days hanging out at my uncle's house to be cleared theoretically. But even if I could do that, my grandmother is only allowed 15-minute supervised visits. I'm not sure what the point of the quarantine is. If you're then going to be supervised in a room that's not her apartment. Again, I appreciate the caution. My grandmother's health is more important than anything, but also her mental health is really important too. And 15-minute supervised visits, masks, no physical contact, no getting closer than 6 feet to my grandmother. And then after 15 minutes, you're told to leave and your 14 days starts over again. It seems extreme to me. What's the point of the 14 days in quarantining if you're only going to get 15 minutes? Why go through a quarantine if you're not going to get anywhere near your loved one? But that's me. I'm not in charge and I want my grandmother to be safe. So unfortunately, unless something changes, unless God moves this mountain, I don't know when I'm going to see my grandmother again, which is devastating to me. I don't even know how to deal with it, how to process it, really. I haven't. I'm kind of putting it out of my mind for now and hoping that the rules change as we go further into the summer or as we get closer to, say, Labor Day. And I'm still holding out hope that I'll be able to go up there, take a test. I mean, I'd be happy to take a test so that I'm negative for the virus. And I'd be happy to take multiple tests so that I could see my grandmother. But to travel all that way for 15 minutes, it's not practical and it's not possible for me. And so for now, my uncle is really the only one who's going to be able to see her. He's local, but he's only going to be able to see her for 15 minutes every 2 weeks, which is, that's just so hard. It's extreme. Again, I know her health is the most important thing, but I worry about her not having any company, not having anyone to help lift her spirits and someone who can give her a hug or anything like that, make her laugh, do a puzzle with her, play Upwords. That's her favorite game. So, anywhere my grandmother is one of my favorite spots in the United States, but right now, unfortunately, I can't be there. And I know there are many of you who are going through something similar. One more favorite spot in the United States is Fripp Island, South Carolina. Little gem I discovered in the South Carolina Low Country. It's not that far from Beaufort. And I stumbled upon it with an Airbnb and a vacation 2 years ago. And it was literally one of the best beach vacations, if not the best beach vacation of my life. Me and Penny, we had a blast at Fripp Island, South Carolina. And I couldn't obviously go back this year, but I'm considering maybe going back next year because we had such a grand time. So Those are a few of my favorite spots. Youngstown, Ohio, Northeast Ohio, Owen, Wisconsin, middle of nowhere. And I say that lovingly. And then also Fripp Island, South Carolina. There are other places I've been. Juneau, Alaska. I went whitewater rafting there. It was phenomenal. The Hubbard Glacier. We spent a day on the Hubbard Glacier. That was absolutely incredible as well. So there's lots of amazing corners of the United States of America, and I'd love to hear your favorite spot.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Throughout the course of this spring, unlike any other, I can't wait until I don't have to say that anymore. Well, it's now summer, so, you know, I don't have to say it anymore. Throughout this season, unlike any other, this 2020, unlike any other, it's been one that requires creativity, right? And creativity extends to what we do on the radio. And so we get outside the box and off the beaten path, and we try to find creative ways to engage and entertain. And sometimes we miss the mark. I won't even say we, it's me. I miss the mark sometimes, but I think we've come up with some pretty cool features that we still do on the show. And we often do a player of the week, and it's something that during the course of the NBA and NHL playoffs, it's actually really difficult to settle on one. During Major League Baseball season, it's challenging to pick just one person. October, it's nearly impossible. And over the course of the pandemic, what we've had to do is pivot and come up with a new way to present you the player of the week. Now, I have no idea what other shows are doing. I just know that it was a really great idea by producer Chris to go back and to find moments in sports time, moments in sports history where we can highlight a player of the week. So we do that now. It's brought to you by Grainger. Let's take a look at the one who got it done. And this week we go back to 1961, pre-me, pre-Chris, pre-Dave. San Francisco outfielder Willie Mays. Don't have to have watched him play to know all about Willie Mays. He becomes the fourth player in baseball history with three or more home runs twice in one season with a 10th inning blast. The Giants edged the Phillies 8-7 on the road in Philadelphia. And that's just a piece of the history for Willie Mays. He has so many portions of history and pieces of baseball history that belong to him. And it's fun to just see him even, you know, now and know what he represents for the game of baseball. So congratulations to Willie. The player of the week sponsored by Grainger for all the ones who get it done. There's Grainger offering supplies and solutions for every industry, plus over 24/7 customer support and product specialists always ready to answer any question. Call or visit Grainger.com. 855-212-4227. Your favorite spots in the good old U.S. of A. We've got our phone number. We've got Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I should navigate some of your responses on Twitter. And I see this one from Jim right away, the Grand Canyon. I've never been. Also on the bucket list. Listen to this. My mom and her husband booked a vacation to the Grand Canyon. They were going to drive their fifth wheel out there. And they were going to do it over Memorial Day weekend. My mom said to me back when they booked it, do you want to come? Mom, I'm already scheduled to be off earlier in May. I was scheduled to go to the beach, actually, Cape May, New Jersey, earlier in May. Because of the pandemic, both of us canceled our vacations. And so now my mom and I have got it in our heads that next year in 2021, we're going to go to the Grand Canyon together. So it may happen in 2021. I don't know that it will, but it might. I'm going to hold out hope that we can get that vacation done, because to see the Grand Canyon, one of the natural wonders of the world, with my mom would be over the top incredible. So Jim, thank you for reminding me of that on Twitter. Jeff on Twitter, Hawaii. 2 years ago, my wife and I took her dad and both our kids to Hawaii for his 80th birthday. His birthday is December 16th. We took 2 weeks during Christmas, 82 degrees every day for those 2 weeks, and it was -6 degrees back here in Dayton. So Jeff listening in Dayton, Ohio. Let's see. Aaron says, I'm in Hooksett, New Hampshire. I do work in Concord. Now, I don't think he's telling me that because that's his favorite spot, though he could be. I think he's telling me that because I just was talking about being a Concord native. Adam sends us a picture of Glacier National Park, Hidden Lake, from last July. Woo, it's beautiful. And Dave is retweeting many of these to our show account, After Hours CBS. So if you want to go and see what other people are responding with, definitely do. One of the most popular answers, in addition to Hawaii, is Lake Tahoe. Debbie puts in a vote for Lake Tahoe, so that's awesome. Let's see. Some of these I can't interpret. you have to make them readable for me. Here's one. Jonathan on Twitter, anywhere inside the Blue Ridge Mountains. I do love mountains. People ask me, do you prefer mountains or ocean? That's a tough one for me because I grew up in New Hampshire where we had 9 miles of coastline and I love the ocean. I'm a water girl, but I also adore the mountains. And so it's either one fits me. Kenny in Albany, Half Moon Bay, California. Went there once. I yearn to get back. Well, you better make it happen, Kenny. No time like the present. Danny on Twitter, Bryant Denny Stadium. That's his favorite spot. Good for you. I'm glad to hear it. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, T-Town, as they call it. Let's see. Jordan sends me a photo. Pittsburgh, PA. I do love Pittsburgh as well, the Steel City. Bob, the Outer Banks of North Carolina, also a great beach spot. If you've never been to the Outer Banks, wowzers. It's a new kind of rugged. Beautiful. A lot to do there, but also rugged. Andrew says Hillsboro, Oregon. All right. Let's see. Mackinac Island, Michigan, especially after the last ferry off the rock has left for the day. I'm sorry. I don't have a name to go along with that tweet. Let's see. Kyle wants to know if I've had a burger with peanut butter yet. You better check out the podcast, Kyle. Let's see. I'm paging down. Kenneth, Charleston, South Carolina, another place that's on my bucket list. I've been close, but I've never actually been to Charleston. I've heard so much. As a history buff, I know I need to get there. Jeffrey on Twitter, Los Gatos Creek Trail in California, and he sends a photo, which is absolutely gorgeous. It's a big sky, some puffy white clouds, and some beautiful water. Jared, my favorite spot or one of my favorite spots in the U.S. has got to be Orlando, Florida. Disney World, one of my best memories in my life so far. Robert on Twitter, Robert Moses Beach on Long Island, New York. That comes from Robert. I suppose it would appeal to you more if, in fact, it has the same name that you do. Robbie on Twitter, Paradise Divide, northwest of Crested Butte, Colorado. Best camping spot ever. About 11,500 foot elevation. Last time I was there in August of 2019, it snowed. Anyway, good answers. And to see what I mean about a variety of answers taking us all around the United States. Terry says South Lake Tahoe, California. Hashtag future retirement. Hashtag slice of heaven. And Willie, among my favorites is Arlington National Cemetery in D.C. Always peaceful, full of history. Views of Mount Vernon overlooking the Potomac River are tough to beat, not to mention poignant and powerful at Arlington. So I appreciate how many of you are answering from all over the country. And the diversity that our nation offers, I think, is so appealing. And I don't mean people, though that certainly is another appealing component of the United States as a melting pot. But what you can find in the United States within these borders and the number of incredible natural wonders that we have, the variety from beaches and lowlands to mountains and incredible peaks. My brother was here last week and he was wearing a Mount Rainier t-shirt because he and his family went and hiked Mount Rainier in Washington last year. And so he's all about the hiking and he's all about the peaks and descending into the valleys. And so that's another place I would love to see. Plus Mount McKinley in Alaska, for sure. So continue to send us your favorite spots in the U.S. And these are our jovial July jaunts. It's also in honor of our Independence Day and our nation's birthday coming up on Saturday.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Locations, can he cram into this song? Amazing.
Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallahassee, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Chickapee, Spirit Lake.
It's brilliant writing, isn't it?
Crater Lake, Deep Lake, Cotton, everywhere.
Truly, everywhere. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. That reaches you from everywhere to here. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, sponsored by Geico. Did you know Geico offers an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more, 855-212-4227. Let's talk to George, who's listening in Wisconsin. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, hi, Amy. I have a coincidental story for you. My lady friend lives right near Appleton in a place called Kimberly.
Mm-hmm.
And her grandson's name is Owen. And when he was little, we were going to Minneapolis area once. And we went right past the Owen sign on the highway there.
Mm-hmm. And Highway X?
And, pardon?
I was just saying Highway X is the one that runs past Owen.
Yeah, it was actually the interstate, and then there's that exit. But so Owen was with us, and we stopped and took a picture of him by the Owen sign. And so I have memories of stuff that you just mentioned on the air. And
cool.
Owen also has an aunt by the name of Amy.
Yeah, it's a cute little town, a one-stoplight town, and just a perfect picture of rural America, which I absolutely love. So the fact that my Grammy was there for so many years and lived in that same county her entire life, I mean, 90-plus years until she moved, just an amazing legacy there. So that's cool. I'm glad that you know what I'm talking about, George.
Yeah, as soon as I heard you talking, I had to call. So
awesome. Awesome.
I enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, have a great night. Let's talk to Steve, who's in New Jersey. Welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you for taking the call. Enjoy the show. My favorite spot, Williamsport, Pennsylvania, Little League Baseball. If you've never, now, they were canceled this year because of the virus.
Right.
But if you can ever get out there, I was fortunate enough to work with Little League in the summers for 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you'd enjoy it if you get out there for the series. Not, like I said, not this year. But it's really a lot of excitement. You know, it's enjoyable. You know, the food is even cheap.
Now, did you know about Williamsport before Little League, or was it something that you fell in love with because of the Little League World Series?
Well, I was fortunate enough as a young kid. I'm 70 now, but I mean, in the 1970s, I was fortunate enough to get a job there. And I worked with the umpire school at summer camp. I'm a teacher in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked up there with the umpire school for many years. They even umpired in the series in 78 and 79. And it, like, at that time, it was, you know, eight teams. They've increased it to 16 teams now. It's expanded. It's bigger than ever. It is really bigger than ever. And it's great. It's, you know, it really a lot of pressure on the kids, though. But a lot of excitement.
For sure. I've been to Williamsport when the fields were quiet. I've not been there for the actual Little League World Series, and I'm torn. I do love it as an excitement, as a goal for the kids, but I'm not thrilled with the way that it's been commercialized and put on TV, because I feel like that then adds an element, as you talk about the pressure, but also adds an element of kind of this voyeur eye, and the kids maybe don't act the way they would for the love of the game because of the TV cameras that are there. But it also, it gives them something, maybe a moment in the sun, something to look forward to. But I do know that it's this unique event that we have that is a lot of joy, brings a lot of joy to a lot of people.
It has been commercialized. You know, like I said, many years ago, you're lucky to get a Little League World Series t-shirt. Now, mugs, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats.
Yeah.
It has been. You're right about that. But they do a good job. I mean, it's like I said, big for TV is big.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. You're right about that. It's big money. It draws a lot of families, a lot of eyeballs, a lot of people who kind of get their start there and then move on to bigger things in baseball, for sure.
Yeah. But like I said, it's a joy. It was a little tough last year when I went up there. You know, now with the security, and it's not as easy to get in and whatever. But hopefully I'll have it again next year.
I hope so, too.
It would.
Awesome, Steve. Well, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate your phone call.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk to Matt, who's in North Carolina. Welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning, Amy.
Hi.
I'm a truck driver, so I've been probably to every spot in that song.
I love it.
I've been all over the country, literally. And, you know, scenery-wise, nothing beats the Pacific Northwest. It's just beautiful up there. Love the Blue Ridge Mountains, too, but... you know, my favorite spot, like you, comes from a place of nostalgia, my childhood. It's actually in South Dakota, of all places, called Roy Lake, South Dakota.
Okay.
And my grandparents owned and ran a resort there for 30-some years.
Wow.
Up through my young teen years, they sold it when I was 15 or 16 years old. But, you know, lots of summers spent there, you know, Christmases. And just, I mean, family reunions, of course, you know, you have the lake and cabins, and there's not much of the resort left now, but, you know, as it was, but there's a golf course that my grandfather actually built, a little nine-hole golf course out there that, you know, still is out there and operates. I haven't been back. You know, I would love to take my kids. I haven't been back in, you know, over 20 years since I was probably, I think, last time I was there was like 17, but, you know, that's probably... You know, of all the places in this U.S., that would be my favorite.
Mm, that sounds amazing. I have been to Idaho, Montana, one time, been to Washington State a couple of times, Northern California once, Oregon drove through once, and you're right, it's some beautiful country and big skies. I mean, just enormous skies, and you feel like you can see and you can reach forever. So yeah, I need to spend more time in some of those places. There are certainly parts of the West and the Pacific Northwest that I want to visit. It's funny because people talk about going out of the country overseas to visit, you know, incredible locations where you've never been. And there are places around the world that are obviously older than what we are in the United States, but there's still so many cool places here within our borders that I feel like I could spend the rest of my life just trying to visit all of those places, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many places in the U.S., and I've been to the Grand Canyon and Niagara Falls. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen a lot of the monuments, the big places, but, you know, I love the mountains. I think just the mountains, Rockies, you know,
yep.
I've traveled across those, you know, and just in North Carolina, I mean, our mountains here are beautiful, you know, up around Boone, and I spent a lot of time vacationing around Silva, Colby, near Western Carolina campus. So, I mean, There is so much here you kind of take for granted.
Yes.
Where you live close to is kind of funny.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, it's a country that has, as I was saying before, a lot to offer in terms of its topography and its diversity. And so we could spend the rest of our lives. We should spend the rest of our lives exploring it. Good to hear from you, Matt. Thanks so much for listening, and we're glad to keep you company.
Yeah, thanks for doing the show and keeping me awake these early morning hours.
You are welcome. Be safe. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Now I'm trying to think about other songs that mention various locales and go through a lot of different places. Isn't there a Billy Joel song that does the same thing?
We didn't start the fire.
That's right. Well, that's more history, right? That is it's got a lot of history, but it does mention a lot of places too. There is a Jason Aldean song that I absolutely love. And it does talk about kind of the, some of the places in the United States of America that maybe you wouldn't think of. They're not big cities. It's one that I would start singing for you, but you would somehow accidentally turn off my microphone. So maybe we'll have to pull that one out next hour, because he kind of goes in and talks about, you know, some of the places that you see when you're flying coast to coast, and the planes and the various states that are below you. flyover states is what it's called, but it's, yeah, it's just kind of a cool snapshot of some of the states that you may not think of as having unique beauty or unique qualities to offer. But that's the whole point of this topic on the show as we get ready to celebrate the United States of America and its birthday on Saturday. And I know it's about vacation and it's about a holiday. And for those people who've been working, maybe working longer hours with extra stress over the course of the last few months, it represents a break. Maybe you're going to the beach. Maybe you're taking a road trip, whatever it is. There are so many things to celebrate about the country, even in a year like 2020, where it seems like we're getting torn apart in more ways than one. And so I want to celebrate and highlight some of the unique features and the beautiful qualities about our country that I still consider to be the best place in the world. I wouldn't rather live anywhere else. And in fact, after reading all of your tweets and your Facebook posts and after hearing from you, I'm not sure I'd rather visit any other place in the world, though it certainly is fun to get outside our borders too and see what else is out there. And I highly recommend that because then you realize how blessed you are to be someone who lives in the United States of America. All right, 855-212-4227. Coming up next hour, longtime NFL offensive lineman Ross Tucker. He'll join us. We'll talk to him about Cam Newton and the New England Patriots and other NFL topics. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.